Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, windy and rainy with a chance of a thunderstorm, a low of 55. Just as a new Marquette Law School poll was released showing him leading Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders addressed a large crowd of supporters in the Tarbell Arena at Carthage College this morning. Sanders not only took aim at Clinton during his nearly hour-long speech, he also chided Republicans. Sanders said police officers who kill unarmed people must be held accountable and called for change in police departments across the country.
We have got to be moving toward demilitarizing police departments. We have got to be making police departments look like the diversity of the communities they serve. And we have got to rethink the so-called war on drugs.
Sanders got a big cheer when he said he supports allowing students to refinance their loans and free public education through college. Sanders was briefly interrupted by animal rights activists who held up a large banner. They were escorted from the building without incident. The Marquette poll also found Senator Ted Cruz leading the Republican field in Wisconsin. Next Tuesday may be the presidential primary in Wisconsin, but for all other candidates in local races, voters will be making final decisions. And going into that, the Racine County Bar Association has released the results of its judicial qualification poll favoring Mark Nielsen over Joseph Seifert in Branch 4. RCBEA members were asked to vote for the individual you believe is the most qualified based on your personal knowledge, investigation, or experience. Nielsen received 103 votes and just 3 for Seifert. 5 responses had both candidates equally qualified and one person picked neither. The winner replaces Judge John Jude, who is retiring. The Racine Common Council at budget time last November approved an automated solid waste cart collection system that was initially projected to start later this year but will not be implemented until at least the spring of 2017. During the Public Works and Services Committee meeting, DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen explained the equipment acquisition, including trucks, is taking longer than expected. He said automating the system with 95-gallon carts means bulky waste items will have to be a separate collection altogether.
We intend to have some sort of call-in system where you will call in and say, I've got a bulky pickup. And we will tell you, okay, put it out Thursday night for Friday pickup. We'll enter that into scheduling software. We don't know what kind of demand we're going to have. We're going to have to feel our way through this.
He said alley pickups will have to change in some way, totally or partially. Public presentations will be made and website information will be available on the new Racine Automated Solid Waste Collection System. And there will be a chance for feedback that can be used to tweak what's being proposed, again to start in the spring of 2017. Traffic preemption systems will soon be installed at all of the intersections on Highway 20 within the boundaries of the village of Mount Pleasant. The systems change the lights at signalized intersections to green for emergency vehicles and red in all other directions. The State Department of Transportation installed the system at several intersections during a reconstruction project on Highway 20 last year, and now the village will pay to include the rest of the intersections. South Shore Fire Chief Robert Stedman said the system improves response times for emergency vehicles and improves safety by reducing accidents. He said there are plans to eventually install the system at intersections on Highways 31 and 11 in the future.
There's very few times that we don't use Highway 31, Highway 11, or Highway 20, either going to the call or back from the call going to the hospital.
The state DOT will install the traffic preemption systems at 6 Highway 20 intersections, and the village will reimburse the state for the cost of the equipment and installation. The money will come from impact fees paid to the police and fire departments. The village board approved the project unanimously. The Racine Public Library Board holds a special meeting later this afternoon to consider a response to service needs, with the mobile library being out of action because of its involvement in a traffic accident March 15th. There's a new bookmobile coming, but not for some time. And with the damaged mobile library out of service, the trustees will talk about filling the gap on some badly needed services in the community. The meeting is at 4:30 in the Lee Room. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.